V'chein the same thing, Siri Avodah Zarah. Somebody worshipped Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, he had the chiyuv to bring a korban, and he brought the korban, and then Shavdu got lost. V'hifrish ha'achrayim tachtayim, and instead they brought another one instead. Rashi says Siri Avodah Zarah means tzibur, the tzibur shechotu b'Avodah Zarah. But where is Bezdin? Is Mevi'in Pali or not? To say in the chattis. That's the bonus. So they set aside this power and the say in the chattis, and they lost it. V'hifrish ha'achrayim tachtayim. And now they separated a second one instead of the first one. And then after they bring the second korbanos, they find the first ones. So these are korban seba here. The halacha is kulam yemaisu, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says these serum that we find now of the power of the soil of Yom Kippur or the avodah zarah, we have to kill them. Yemaisu, they have to die.
Both sets.
What? Both sets. Yemaisu. Rashi kulam yemaisu. Even though on our mission it says by the regalim, if you lost it for this regal, you can bring it the next regal. So Rashi says, these kabbonis now that were set aside for Yom Kippur is only fit for Yom Kippur. So you have to wait for next year. If you wait for next year, Hashem's kva over lo shana. It has to be brought only 1 year old one. So if you wait now for next year, Yom Kippur is going to be 2 years old already. So therefore it's not fit to be used. So therefore, since it's not fit to be used, halacha is a chattis. The special halacha is you must be supposed to let it die. Tiber Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Eimrim, no, you roll out your stovel. They hold the halacha that a chattis has to die does not apply here. That's only where the Bailam had its own kapara. But here by Korban Seber, you do not say this. That's only by Korban Yochid, but not by Korban Seber. So therefore, you roll, let it pasture outside in the fields. Achi, start with this usually halacha until it becomes a bal mum, until a blemish comes upon it. Then the gushes aguf goes off it. So then it's very good. Then the yamachu you sell it the yiplu domain in the dava, and with the money you buy a korban the dava. Shein chata siba meisa. That's it. That's Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon Svara. That halacha Moshe Mitzinai, but a chata has to die. That's only by korban yochid, not by korban siba. Have you heard? No. Even by korban siba, we have the halacha that has to die. The question is the yamai. Why? Lame, why must over here? Lame, there's the master Lain. But here also, this is a korban seber. This is the power of the soil that's brought for a seber, or the seer for Avodah Zarah, that the whole seber did the chet. So, true, they lost it, and they brought another one. And now they found the first one. So why don't I say that lame, there's the master, there's the made it tonight? So when are we makish this animal? Only if we're going to use it. But on the side, we're not going to use it. We don't want the Gdushas Aguf to be here, only Gdushas Domin. So why is the halacha by Avudim that you have to let it die? Why? I should say, leiv des the master leyan. So Gemara says
that he's actually
even on natium and pidyon.
You don't have to wait.
You don't have to wait. You're right. Even according to Rebbe Lezer, right? Even according to Rebbe Lezer, that says you don't have to kill them. Just you have to wait till comes a bal mum. Why? Why do I have to wait for a bal mum? Is a korban seba on a korban seba we should make it tonight? Where's this Pashut? Avudim Kamrit. He asked me a question here where the animal was lost. Shani Avudim, Loi Shchichi. It doesn't happen so often. So Bezin doesn't think about it. What happened here? You know that Tzibah did a chet of Avodah Zarah. So they have to bring a korban Sayyir. So Bezin is Mafrish is korban. They don't think we're going to lose it. They think it's one korban. We're going to bring it tomorrow the next day. So they're Mafrish it's Tam. They don't make it tonight. In our case of the Tamidim, they know clearly every single year there are four korbanos left over. The Kfaris is left over. So things they know that happen, they make a condition. But here, Avudim, something gets lost, they don't think about that. So something that's lo shriach, the Rabbanim do not make any tenoyim, therefore, either it has to be Yemaisu according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Lez, it has to be wait till Baal Mum happens.
Well, we could say,
it wouldn't be pshat. Shalom there's a lecha by a poor aduma, like this. The loy shchichi doesn't happen too often. Rashi says, the bechol you made by his rishon or by his sheni, throughout all the 800 years of the two base of Mikdash, loy also el sheva. He only brought 7 poor adumas. So it's less than 1 in 100 years, it's less than 1. So the loy shchichi doesn't happen that often. For Tanya, still we learn like this. Poro, even though the makdish is poor aduma, still niftis. They have a right to be prayed with to redeem it. Al kol psul shabor. If any psul happens to it, they can be prayed with right away, even though it's a tam. Meisa, let's say the poor dies, also tipoda. You have right to redeem it. Nishchato, if you shechted it, also, chrashes chutzlam kaima, is tipoda. You have right to redeem it. Motzacher is nohimenu. Let's say after they made, well, they makdished one paraduma, they found another bigger, nicer one, is tipoda. You have a right to be paid to redeem the first one and use the second one. So the question is why? If Churin has the dushas aguf, the paraduma, so how could you redeem it without a mum? Elamai what? Leiv bez the master leyim. Aye, not so shchiach. So now another question. Shochta agavi machosa. Shochta agavi machosa. Once they shechted the paraduma on the right spot, so agavi machosa doesn't mean on the mizbeach. Because they do not shecht it in the Beis Hamikdash. Shamachos, Rashi says, means Bahechshav Har Hamishkan Har Zaisin V'mokem Abodiklo Mikav Ratoyim. That I check out that place to make sure there are no mason buried there, because the Paradum has to be the Tyro. So once they shecht it in its right spot, now Ein Lotvi Alamis. Now you cannot be poyder anymore. Is once they made a Bahechshav, Rashi says, now it's a Ginayu Lotzi Lechulin. It's not nice to take it out Lechulin. Rakoponim, you see that Paraduma, there is a lathe there's in Master Leim. It's good, the question, not such a big question, you know, it's not such a shkiach, but when they finally get a Paraduma, you think about it, and it's not such a big question, really. True, it happens only once in 100 years. But when it happens, though, it's such an expensive thing, it's such a special thing, that they make Tanayim on it. Tomorrow's going so far now like that. That since it doesn't happen that often, Lechatchila Bezdin doesn't have it on the Constitution, that such a korban we have to make a Tanayim. We only make tznoyim a thing that happen very often. It doesn't happen, we don't make such tznoyim. Some answers are different, and more answers. Shani Pora, the Koche Bedeka Bayesi. No, Pora Duma does not have Dushas Aguf. Rashi says, Klemar, Eino Mikoche Mizbeach, the Koche Dushas Aguf. The Pora Duma is not brought inside the base of Migdush on the Mizbeach. It's outside on the Harazesim. So it never has a Dushas Aguf. Lefikuch, therefore, niftes b'loy mum. Bezdin. You don't need any tonight from Bezdin. The Paraduma does not have anything more than a Kedushas Adam. The Kaddish Nusha Bright. For the very Hachi, if so, Mesa, if the Paraduma dies, what are you telling me? Oy nishch the rest of you, shech the Paraduma. And now you find a better one, Tipod, that you want to be redeemed. Ayobinon ha'mada baracha. There's like one man the Yom holds, at least by Bedek Abayis, the other Kabbalists also, that when you want to redeem them, you can only redeem them with Hamad of Arocha. It means they have to be standing in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin has to value, make an erich, how much it's worth. And that much money you have to use to redeem it. But it has to be Hamad, means it has to be standing. Rashi says, Shetamoid Aragleho, the Arachenu Akoyim, Kidasiv, the Hemid Asabayim of Neakoyim, to say Asakosiv. But the Bayim has to be standing. Say that you killed the behemoth, not standing anymore. How could you be poyder it? So more instance, Amani Rabbi Shimini, the Yoma Kotshim Mizbeach, Hoye Bechlal Amod Avarocha. True. A korban that's put on the Mizbeach, there if you want to redeem it. After it receives its mum, it has to be alive, it has to be standing, and then you value it. But Kotshim, Bedek Abayis, Hoye Bechlal Amod Avarocha. He has no Kotshim, Bedek Abayis, like the Paraduma, does not need this condition of Hamad Baruch. Even though it's dead, it's not standing, still, you have the right to be paid the Paraduma. What do we say, though? Shokutu Agabi Machoso, but once they found the right spot on the Harazesim to shech the Paraduma, then Ein Lo Pidi Olamis, then you can never redeem it anymore. But the Morai Vatani, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, that we're saying so far this brisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that Bedek HaBayis does not need Hamad Baruch. Is this true? For a tiny we learned. Rabbi Shimon says, Poro Mitama Tumas Eichlin, the Poraduma. Even though it's also Bahano, after you shech the Poraduma, you have the meat. Let's say the meat, or Sheretz touches the meat, it receives Tumah. It could become Rishon Tumah. Mitama Tumas Eichlin. Even though usually, food is makabel tumah if it's edible, if you could use it. But something that's also bano, it's not edible, it's not makabel tumah, it's not called an oichel. Here the paraduma, even though after you shecht it, it's also bano, still it's called an oichel, it could receive, it's tumah, it's makabel tumah. Why? Hoyol v'hoysel ha-shasa kosher. The answer is because you could still redeem it. And as a shasa kosher means, it's still redeemable.
It could be redeemed, and then you'll be able to eat it. So since it's possible to redeem this meat, it has a shasha kosher right now, it's mekabel tumah. So the question is, Rabbi Shimon said, that you could be poida a pora duma agave machoso. So Rabbi Shimon himself cannot be the mandiyam of our brisa. Our brisa says that once the pora duma was shefted on its right spot, you cannot redeem it anymore. And here Rosh Lakish explains Rabbi Shimon. You know what Rabbi Shimon says, that this pora duma could be makabel tumas oichlin even later on. The reason is because it has a shasa kosher, means even though right now it's asa banon, but you could redeem it. You could redeem the pora duma even though it's nishchet agabi marchoso. So chura, you can't say our price. It goes according to Rabbi Shimon. How could you tell me our price goes like Rabbi Shimon that you could be poida bedik habayis without talmud avarocha? Rabbi Shimon himself holds that a pora duma, even after you shechted agabi marchoso, still you could redeem it. And our price says no, you cannot redeem it. So Marin says, Elishani Pora, Hoylo Domea Yikorin. Since the Paradum is very expensive, as Rashi says, Ela, Loitukma Rebbe Shimon, our price is not according to Rebbe Shimon. I've Idik Tony, how can we say, Motse no Meno Tifte, Mishum Delay, Bez the Masnale? It goes according to the first verse we had. Alpha God Lashkich, even though it doesn't happen so often. But I did the Mea Yikorin, since it's so expensive, Maska the Tayles New York. We said before, that right, that since it is expensive, a paraduma, it has a lot of value to it, so even though it happens once in 100 years, they put their mind to it. They make good conditions to make sure it will be usable, we will not ruin it. So therefore it doesn't go according to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore this bright holds that the paraduma, once they made the shchita, gabim achosa, and achanami, then it's loy niftis, oylamis. Oh mama, what we just said before, meso, when the paraduma dies, tipoda, you have a right to be poiderit. So the question is, if the pora duma died without shechita, what can you do with the meat? The meat is not edible. The chi poidinus hakodeshim lachil leklovim. Is that nice to take this meat of the pora duma? It's a nevela, it's trefa. You didn't have a shechita dying by itself. So what do you want to do with this meat now? It's fit to give to a dog, or give it to a guy. So is that nice to give bos hakodeshim to a dog? So what are you poiderit for? The meat itself we just burned, but we're poiderit to use this skin. This skin is not, it's usable even though it's a trefa. You could use the skin, so we're poiderit for the skin. If the only thing we're going to have to sell here is only the skin, how much is it worth? So the peasant goes to make a tanai to save the paraduma just for the skin. The meat you can't use. The meat we have to burn anyway. Only for the skin.
You can make
phones. Otas are good. Our Rav Kana, Amrinchi, people say yes. Migamla unya. It's worth it to buy the skin of the ear, unya of a camel. In other words, skin is expensive. Skin means something. People go crazy over buying a small piece of skin of a camel, the ear of the camel. It's a muscle that people use all leather. It's expensive. It's worth it. Right. Eisvei, I have a question like this. Eisvei, Omru Leile Rabbi Shimon. We brought down this whole Gemara now for this question. Says in our Mishnah, Omru Leile Rabbi Shimon. The Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, Mal Sheikrivu Zebeze. You, Rabbi Shimon, says that each one has its own kapara, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and the Musaf of Gimru Golem. And the Muslim of Yom Kippurim, each one has his own separate kapara. So he asked the question, what's going to be if one got lost on the Muslim of Yom Kippur, got lost on Yom Kippur? Can we bring it now on Gimur Golem? Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Shimon said back, yes, Yikru, we can bring it on Gimur Golem. Oh, my Lord, he asked the question back, why? According to you, Hoyu Grain Kapros and Shava. The Muslim of Yom Kippur is Mechaparon, and Lidia Basayf. The Muslim of Gimur Golem is Mechaparon, and Lidia Leibat Chidav Leibasayf. How could the korban that was set aside to Yom Kippur be mechaper on the Gimur Golem? So Shimon answered back, because when Ein Kavos Tshuva, Hey Chen Treven, or Malen, he answered back, that this doesn't bother me. Kulim boy in the chaper Tumas Mitish, Ukadoshim. So you all have some common denominator, they all have to do with a Tumah of Mitish Ukadoshim. even though it's not the exact type of a korban kapara, but since it has to do one with the other, it could be brought.
So now, the question is, v'yamai, why does Rav Shimon have to answer back like this? Layma, let him answer back. Better. Layz bezdin masna layim. This is a korban sefer here. They had a korban of Rosh Chodesh, a korban Yom Kippur. So it got lost. So we just said that the chachila bezdin made it tonight, that in case it gets lost, we want to bring it on the next korban, the next Yom Tov. So you don't have to come out to Beichik, tell us to say, since they have something in common, because it's not really the same kapora. They're different kaporas. Say that up. Layz bezdin masna layim. More answers, Rabbi Shimon Kamrat, yes, and the question to Rabbi Shimon, less the Leib Bezdim Asnalayim. Rabbi Shimon does not hold from Leib Bezdim Asnalayim. Chol does not from this Yisoid. So Chol, yes, he asked the question, the Mor should ask, what are you asking about Avudim before we said Avudim is La Shchiach? Even if you also Leib Bezdim Asnalayim, but if a korban gets lost, that's not Shchiach. So today's Liban plays this question. Shimon, Lebes Maslein, we must listen to Yavudim Shani, the Avudim Leyel Vadim Leshchichi, then his home the Shomer Beyoitzo, which is Gosim Ruba, Shedoma Nichnas Lefnay Lefnin. Mashenkein over here, where it's a Korban Achitzoin, it's not that valuable, Seatakit, they're not that Nizer, therefore, there should be a Leyel Bez Maslein. That's the last question. Why would Shimon have to answer that the Korban Musaf of Yom Kippur could be brought on the Gimel Golem? Of course, they have a little bit to do. Let them say better. There was a leiv bezdin masnalayim that if we cannot use it on Yom Kippur, we'll use it for Gimel Golem. So the answer is, Rav Shimon cannot answer this way because he does not hold from this Yisoid. Rav Shimon does not hold from leiv bezdin masnalayim. The Omer of Idi Baravin, Omer of Amram, Omer of Yechanan. To me, Dim Shloi Hutzachol Tzibor, our whole Gemara here. If you have these last four kabonis, they're left over at the end of the year, we cannot use. So the Dibur Rabbi Shimon, a niftim tamimim. And if not, according to Rabbi Shimon, Bezdin has to wait until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you'll be paid to them. But calls them on there at Tom, there's no Eitzah. You cannot redeem them. There's no Leiv Bezdin Masaleim. It's only the Dibur Chachamim. According to Chachamim Shita, then yes, they're niftim tamimim. Then we have right to redeem them right now, even though they're at Tom, because of the new Svara, Leiv Bezdin Masaleim. Now, for Rabbanan, the Pligil Ed Rabbi Shimon, Maninu. And now in Mishnah, who is the Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Shimon?
How do we know that the Rabbanan of Rabbi...
Now the Gemara is, who are these Chachamim? For Rabbanan, the Pligil that argue against Rabbi Shimon, who are they? And then if you want to tell me, Rabbanan, the Torah, Rabbanan we had before by...